Jack in the Box. Jacques, a young entrepreneur, returns to Paris having made his fortune in the Texas oil fields. He has taken to wearing a 10-gallon hat and a pair of cowboy boots that make him appear taller than he is. He wastes no time in seeking out his favorite brothel in Montmartre and is greeted with enthusiasm by the heavy-breasted proprietress. "We have a young beauty newly arrived from Provence," she says, "one who smells of wild thyme and lavender. She too is well-traveled, mon brave, and may be yours for the night à bon prix." He gladly pays the going rate and hastens up the stairs, two steps at a time, the impact of his boots sending the hallway cats scurrying in all directions. Entering the scented room, he is awestruck by the vision before him. Half-dressed, her warm smile capturing his heart and stiffening his resolve. "Ooh la la, Monsieur has a huge hat on," she laughs, running an index finger down the buttons of his shirt to the top of his belt buckle. Then flicking the brim of his hat with the same finger, she purrs, "Let me see, chérie, what I can do to get it off." And while Jacques busily reaps the bounty of the southern regions, La Belle de Provence walks in her mind from the bed to the window, from the window to the Seine, from the Seine to the ocean and the edge of the world and beyond to the last known galaxy where God sits alone, her back to it all, thinking she should introduce Gabriel to enharmonic spellings and chronometric form, his horn playing lacking the depth of an expanding universe.